Monday, November 21st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Donald Trump promised to have China named a currency manipulator, which opens the door to tariffs on Chinese imports as one of his top things in his to-do list as president. Senate ranking member Chuck Schumer has been trying to do that for years, so Trump will get no pushback from Democrats on this. The charge has been that China has kept its currency artificially low in order to boost its exports. After being designated a currency manipulator by Congress, nothing necessarily happens right away. The U.S. Treasury Department then has to undertake a study to determine if and how much China is devaluing its currency. Their problem will be that this is absurd, as they are not. In fact, they have spent billions of their hard currency supporting the yuan over the past couple of years. The closer truth to the currency manipulation charge would be that they have inflated the yuan. Chinese state banks have been buying yuan in support of it, fearing a panic. Recent yuan weakness was necessary to stem currency outflow from China. The currency manipulator charge is a blunt tool, and if they decide to use it as a pretense for some protectionist act, there will be retaliation. President Obama attended the APEC meeting in Lima, Peru. The group of Pacific Rim economies is planning their next move as they understand that the United States will not act on TPP. In this case, President Trump just has to do nothing, and our window to ratify TPP goes away. It would appear that they are planning to move ahead with the trade deal without the U.S. China has a regional trade partnership of its own and was inviting the TPP nations, in which it was not included, to align their trade with China. Beijing wants to create a free trade area of the Asia-Pacific. U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says that the lapse of TPP will drive these countries to China. These countries already have access to the U.S. market, and TPP reduced or eliminated barriers and tariffs on 18,000 items we export to them. For example, Australia signed a trade agreement with Japan that reduced the Japanese tariff on Australian beef imports, while ours remains at 38%. They gained over $100 million in new beef business this year, which was our loss. TPP would have leveled the trade with Japan for U.S. beef, so they will join together with China, reducing their trade barriers while we isolate ourselves economically and in terms of foreign policy. It looks like Trump's plan is then to raise tariffs, demanding that they give us preferential treatment, much of which we could have gotten in TPP. I think that this is a strategic blunder. China may actually love this, as they want to expand their sphere of influence over their region of the world. Donald Trump's trade and foreign policy as promoted will help them accomplish that. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Since the election, the U.S. dollar has soared, and the irony is that Asian and other central bankers are engaged in trying to defend their currencies. The dollar is rising in anticipation of Trump's economic policy. The appreciation of the dollar is essentially a trade barrier, all on its own without any tariffs. Japan is welcoming the weakness in the yen. Cattle Facts says that U.S. consumers ate 200 pounds of meat in 2012 and will need to eat 216 pounds in 2018. That just doesn't happen and result in higher prices. The competition for market share will continue between meats. Nobody had trade disruptions factored into these demand projections. President-elect Trump has promised that he would declare China a currency manipulator on day one, and I see no pushback coming from Chuck Schumer, minority leader in the Senate, who has supported that for a long time. Being labeled a currency manipulator means that they can place tariffs on Chinese goods. If it goes that far, all heck breaks loose. Pork exports to both Mexico and China have been going gangbusters, and hogs still got cheap. The industry's business model is based upon export growth, so that even flattening exports would be bearish to it. If the world truly thinks that the U.S. dollar is going a lot higher, the first response may be to build an inventory to stay ahead of the price increase. The strong dollar will eventually be bearish. The world is changing, shifting, moving toward a reversal of globalism seen since World War II to nationalist mindsets as global economic growth has disappointed the middle class in the United States and Europe, where voters are now disgruntled with the status quo. Political movements in Europe and the U.S. are rejecting establishment political leaders opting for change. It appears that we are on the cusp of the largest economic trend change from trade liberalism toward global protectionism seen since the 1930s. It's a gut decision rather than thoughtful introspection into the ramifications of the change that will result, having a varied impact depending on to whom and where interests lie. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.